The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
With some devastating news from the world of music, right?
Well, thank you. Of all the things we're called upon to announce and the news we're called upon to break here, what an unlikely thing to have to say that we're receiving confirmation that at the age of 57, Prince has died. He was in the news just days ago. Illness, a sudden illness following a concert date that he completed without incident. And then we were told his private jet had touched down in Moline, Illinois, that he had been treated, it was speculated at the time, for a kind of fast-moving and virulent strain of flu. And that was more or less the last we had heard about Prince. It was picked up by websites and aggregators just a few days ago. And then today, I guess about an hour ago, came the first rumors out of his hometown of Minneapolis. In fact, of course, known as the originator of the Minneapolis sound, that local coroner's office had been summoned to the house. The initial complaint was that someone was not breathing inside the house. Of course, Prince was in addition to the rest of the music world, a huge figure locally in Minneapolis, born Prince Rogers Nelson, the son of two musicians, always made his home in Minneapolis and remained a kind of visible local part of that community. Part of his vibe, part of his reputation was mystery, always. And he had become, in these last few years, if anything, I think most would agree, more accessible, more available, perhaps a little bit more visible at mainstream events. He got a kick out of various attempts to parody his mystery, notable among them Saturday Night Live over the years. But at the same time, as an artist, he remained slightly unavailable to his fans. This news is going to, of course, rock the music business, and beyond his canon of music, beyond his catalog of sounds, is what he meant to other musicians, his influence. We're joined by telephone by Matt Pinfield. Many of you may know.
Well, that's Brian Williams reporting there from MSNBC, and Scott Burdick, who is at Mission Control there in Minnesota. Scott, you guys are about 20 minutes away from Paisley Park, right?
Yep, about 20 minutes east of it. Mm-hmm.
Well, what an iconic figure! I mean, which is such an understatement. In fact, last night I posted on Facebook and even tweeted out that incredible display. I said that if anybody ever wondered about Prince's ability to shred a guitar, and you watch, and you know, if you hadn't seen before. Doing While My Guitar Gently Sweeps at that Gently Weeps, thank you. If you had not seen that, it will blow you away. I mean, he shreds a guitar like no other, clearly a virtuoso who has left again like too many, much too early, you would say, right?
Yeah, definitely. And yesterday it was rainy all day, and I assume it's because the state of Minnesota was crying.
Yeah, it kind of seemed that way because they lost a favorite son. I mean, here is someone who was born in Minnesota, stayed in Minnesota, contributed to Minnesota, and, you know, he was a very generous man, giving to lots of charities and a lot of community interests, right, Scott?
Yeah. The report says that he wasn't very accessible, but if you ever went to a Timberwolves game or a Twins game, you saw Prince all the time.
Well, Prince, at the age of 57. This is Bill Martinez, so we've got more coming up. Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believes so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Great to be sharing another wonderful day here in the United States of America. This is Bill Martinez. For more information, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. And if you want to drop me an email, if you're so inclined, we love hearing from you. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Liz Peek is with us now. Columnist for FoxNews.com. The Fiscal Times, spent over 20 years on Wall Street, most of them as a top-ranked research analyst. So you can't blame her for everything, right, Liz?
No, please don't.
No, really, it wasn't her fault. I mean,
it wasn't
come on,
my
let's
fault.
Go. Yeah, she wasn't in that movie, so leave her alone, by all means. Hey, speaking of somebody's fault here and the nuances of the political game, Donald Trump, I think, maybe realized in the last month that he's at the deep end of the pool. And
yeah.
Maybe he needs a lifeguard or two. What do you think?
Oh, I think that's exactly right. I mean, if you look at it from his point of view, whether he went into this campaign with enormous amounts of planning and forethought and so forth or not, whether he took it seriously or not, the truth is, for many, many months, he outperformed everyone's expectations, and my guess is, including his own, by being borderline outrageous, by saying whatever came into his head, being totally unscripted, and by generating a lot of excitement amongst people who are tired to death of overly scripted, nuanced, dishonest politicians who never call it like it is. So, you know, good for him. He kind of got this thing going. And then I think you're totally right. About a month ago, after piling up a huge lead in the delegate count and winning any number of primaries against all odds and against all the pundits' expectations, including my own, mm-hmm. he came to the realization that, my gosh, he could actually win this thing.
Exactly.
So what stood between him and that achievement? Mainly Ted Cruz, mm-hmm. some other characters, too, earlier on, and still John Kasich, but really Ted Cruz. And the reason that he's the last guy really standing and that he's still in this race in a formidable way is because he really understands the game and he has played it better than Donald Trump, even though he's behind.
Exactly.
And in the months to come or in the weeks to come, Cruz's very professional organization has a lot of momentum in terms of the second stage of the contest, which is gathering up all the unbound delegates on the first ballot and then, by gosh, making sure they're in your corner in the second ballot. A very messy process, which Donald Trump is getting understanding now. He's hired some people to try and deal with this, but he's also laying the groundwork for a huge uproar if he doesn't get the nomination, if he's close, and if this sort of strategic effort by Cruz denies him the nomination, he is going to make a ferocious assault on the rules, the RNC, etc. So he's preparing for that. But at the same time, I think he gets it that he needs to have the expertise, and now he's gotten some people to back him who or to work with him, and that he needs to tone down the stupidity. And I mean, really, here's a funny data point on that. I mean, he won the New York primaries, of course. He went up to give his usual blustery, celebratory speech, which he does. And he, for once, he didn't insult Ted Cruz, didn't call him Lion Ted. He didn't say anything particularly preposterous.
Called him Senator.
Called him Senator.
Ted Cruz. Yes.
Got, you know, definitely rose a notch or two in the respectability level. But, you know, it wasn't the Gettysburg Address, right? And on the first page of the New York Times, it was like, whoa, there was a great speech. And everyone's talking about that speech only because it wasn't terrible. I mean, it is funny how expectations play such a big role in all of this.
And he understands it, and this is what makes him such a genius. Although, let's go back, and when he first entered it, you know, my feeling, Liz, was that, you know, along with yours, that I don't think he was really in it in a serious sort of way, because he didn't, you know, have a real strong team around him. He had a handful of people, according to his campaign manager. It wasn't, you know, he wasn't overstaffed by no means. And so I don't know if he went in thinking, okay, I'm going to be a catalyst, I'm going to shake things up. But certainly out of 17 people, somebody's going to rise and they're going to pass me up, and I'm going to be able to exit stage left very graciously and go back to my TV empire and make lots of money and go build buildings. And then it was like he ended up killing everybody. He killed his competition. And part of it was they were complicit as well, you know, to your point. They underestimated him, the GOP establishment, that boogeyman GOP establishment.
Yeah.
They underestimated him. And it's like, oh, now they got a tiger by the tail. And instead of embracing it and saying, hey, guys, this is what we wanted all along. We wanted to broaden the tent. Spread out the tent pegs. We're getting a lot of people here that haven't been in a tent before, and we're having cocktails with these people, and they're all welcome, and everything's good. No, what they're trying to do is kill the Pied Piper who's bringing them into the tent.
That's kind of how I'm beginning to look at this. And it's also my, you know, I was thinking about writing a piece maybe for tomorrow or next week about, you know, which is worse, nominating Donald Trump or having a tearing up, I mean, just a, you know, a terrible battle at the Cleveland Convention. Which is worse for the party? Which is worse for the country? I think it's the latter. I think having this bloodbath in, figuratively speaking, in Cleveland, the Donnybrook of all conventions, where there's all kinds of backroom dealing and so forth, I think that tarnishes the brand unimaginably. But here's the linchpin. All of this is true if basically Trump can behave himself for the next several weeks. And I really mean that seriously. He cannot go off on some other tangent which disenfranchises a lot of people. I was watching his concession speech with my husband, who has been very skeptical of Donald Trump and doesn't like Cruz either much, but kind of felt like either one was not great, but he didn't really like Donald Trump. But he saw that speech. He said, you know, for the first time, I could see him running for president. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was remarkable, because I kind of, you know, my husband's an intelligent, well-educated voter. And I'm like, whoa, okay, maybe there really is a watershed moment here. But Donald Trump has to seize this moment, and he can't keep messing around with it.
Exactly. Like you say, I mean, and he knows about brand building, and people will focus on what they can count on. Right now, what they've counted on is chaos from him. Now, you know, like his wife is saying, like Melania has so wisely said, is, Donald, you have to be presidential.
That's right. And if not, you know what, if he's an actor, if all this is an act, which some people think, you can act presidential. You and I could act presidential. It's not that hard. You just can't be kind of the teenager down the hall who's, you know, still making mud pies. That just isn't really the right cue. And so, I mean, coming back to the whole Republican establishment and the Stop Trump movement and all of this, you know, I think this is legitimate that they really need to kind of back off here and say, well, wait a minute, we have a choice. And they do have a choice, believe me. Because, you know, the more I've talked to delegates, people headed to the convention, people on the Rules Committee, etc., all this stuff is up for grabs. The how they manage this process is going to be extremely important. I wrote a piece yesterday about the battle for delegates, and I'm pretty horrified to learn, and I have been assured that this is true, that there are almost no rules about how you can talk to delegates or how you can attract them.
Isn't that amazing?
So if I'm a wealthy backer of Kasich, I can go to some delegates and say, hey, battle for delegates, and I'm pretty horrified to learn, and I have...
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu, I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Little Rock, Arkansas, Saturday, May 14th, 1 p.m. Go to www.cdocinarkansas.com. That's cdocinarkansas.com.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profit. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Great to be sharing another wonderful day here in the United States of America. This is Bill Martinez. For more information, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. If you want to drop me an email, if you're so inclined, we love hearing from you. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Liz Peek is with us now. Columnist for FoxNews.com. The Fiscal Times, spent over 20 years on Wall Street, most of them as a top-ranked research analyst. So you can't blame her for everything, right, Liz?
No, please don't.
Really, it wasn't her fault. I mean, come on, let's go. Yeah, she wasn't in that movie, so leave her alone, by all means. Hey, speaking of somebody, welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Our visit and discussion with Liz Peek, the one and only. Yes, what you're saying was absolutely critical, and people need to hear this, and that is the way, you know, delegates can be bought and sold. And you know what it brought back to mind when I started hearing about this? I'm going, oh, my God, you know, this is like what Peter Schweitzer was talking about. You know, the Ethics Committee supporting insider trading amongst the legislature.
Yeah.
Like it's no problem. I mean, it's like, wait a minute, there's no ethics involved in this? I mean, you want a whole weekend stay in the Lincoln bedroom, hey, we're going to make that happen. Disneyland, whatever it is.
Exactly. You know? Exactly. And by the way, there is precedent for this. In the 1976 convention, where there was a battle for delegates, both President Gerald Ford and Ronald Reagan, you know, pulled out the stops. I mean, Gerald Ford had people to dinner in the White House, just like you're talking about. Mm-hmm. Ronald Reagan flew people in from the West Coast, Jimmy Stewart and other big Hollywood stars to schmooze with people. And you know, let's face it, a lot of these delegates come from little town USA, and they'd be pretty dazzled by all this stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm not suggesting any of this has gone on, and I should say that up front. I am suggesting there is a lot of potential problem here, because this is going to get incredibly bloody and tense, and people are going to be literally fighting over individual delegates like crazy. And think to yourself, I mean, if you're a Donald Trump backer or if you're a Ted Cruz backer, will you stop before you actually buy them a great hotel room on their way to Cleveland, you know, take your wife to Disneyland for a weekend before you join us in Cleveland, whatever. I mean, why would they stop there? So I think, I mean, we'd all like to think the process will be totally above board and so forth. There is a chance it sinks way below board,
and you know Trump's going to bring it out. I mean, he's going to bring it up front and center. If he doesn't get the number and he feels like it's going to be worked, he's going to complain about it just like he's been doing now. And this, as you say, is to the detriment of the GOP itself. I mean, potentially
country.
this could blow things up in a big way, Liz. I'm telling you, I agree.
Well, and so anyway, I think, you know, I frankly begin to think it would be better if Trump gets to 1237 and we don't have an open election. From my point of view also, I'm not a big Ted Cruz fan, so, you know, I think, you know, I wrote a piece last week about Trump may be the problem, but Cruz isn't the solution. In a funny way, I think Trump is more honest and maybe more manageable in a way than Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz is just so on his own mission and so pro, I don't know. They're both ridiculously involved in promoting themselves, so it's not much to choose from there.
Well, could they complement one another in a way if he became, I'm talking about Ted Cruz, the VP choice for Donald Trump?
I think more likely is that Trump and Cruz both reach out to John Kasich to join forces in a unified ticket. And for Trump, it would be a tremendously good choice because he doesn't know beans about Congress. How in the world is he going to get anything done if he has no idea how to put legislation into Congress or get a bill passed? Mm-hmm. Kasich, for all that he's sort of an oddball character, has got experience governing and also in Congress. And a lot of people think he's, you know, of the three, sort of the guy with the most stature. No one ever talks about the fact that Ted Cruz is yet another first-term senator. Everyone blasted Rubio for that, but guess what? Ted Cruz is in the same boat. He doesn't have much more experience to offer than Barack Obama, and I think we've seen that really was an impediment in terms of an efficient, well-run White House, at the least. So, you know, I think a Kasich-Trump ticket would make a great deal of sense. It would certainly confirm to conservatives that this guy's not a conservative. But on the other hand, I'm not sure people look at Trump as an ideological purist. In the beginning, Ted Cruz kept going after him for not being a consistent conservative. And people sort of said, who cares?
You're
that
right.
was, you know, pretty much the universal response.
Exactly.
So, anyway.
Well, yeah, well, that's an interesting deal with Kasich coming in as a VP. He, of course, he would say this, that he's not open to that consideration. But, you know, you've worked around people, you've run companies before, and you always look at an organization. You know, Trump is the visionary. He's the global guy. He can think about it on a big picture. But he needs somebody to be able to be there and help execute the particulars of any vision that he may come up with. And also, as you say, draw him in. Otherwise, you're going to have a situation with Trump, pretty much like what we experienced in California, because I was there when Arnold Schwarzenegger went into the state, and he was holding his pants up, and he was going to go after all the wussy boys, and they pretty much handed him his hat and said, "No, I don't think so." So there is a lot to be understood about the nuances of the game of politics, and just because you've been a great businessman doesn't necessarily transcend into the political.
That's exactly right. Dentistry is a profession. Being a lawyer, being a newspaper editor, and so is politician. There's experience that people gain on the ground. Governing the largest economy in the world is not a slam dunk, and so far I haven't heard much on the economy that really makes me think Donald Trump has tremendous expertise to draw on. Yes, he has built a real estate empire, but other than that, does he really have much idea about currencies and so forth? I don't think so. The key for his success, first, is to surround himself with able advisors, which he's been very reluctant to do. He's crawling in that direction, but certainly not running there. And then, number two, take their advice, which he has seemed even less willing to do. And then third, as I say, kind of rein it in, begin to look presidential, as you point out, so that the average American can look at him and say, okay, it's not a joke. This guy actually does have some good ideas. And I'm tired of Hillary Clinton. I don't think she has any of the right ideas, so I'm going to vote for Trump. That's what needs to have happen.
Exactly. Well, he's got to also connect. I mean, part of the challenge he's had from day one, Liz, and I've been saying this, that he doesn't have a lot of bridges into these communities, whether it's the black community, Hispanics.
Yeah.
If anything, he's kind of blown up bridges, to your point. So he needs to have, he needs to kind of turn things around and let the people understand, though he's his own man and he's not beholden to big money, he needs to put himself in an ideological position of where he's beholden to we the people. And I'm not convinced I've heard that message from him yet. I almost feel like he's his own man to such a point that he's just going to do because what he thinks is best. In a way, like Barack Obama, he feels like, hey, he's got the goods, he understands where the country needs to go, and he's going to drag the country to that direction, kicking and screaming, whether they like it or not. And I'm wondering if we're going to get more of the same with Donald Trump, unless he's able to make this, this obvious, ideological shift. And when I say that, I'm talking about that it's discernible, that the people can understand that, hey, this guy's the people's champion. I'm not sure he's there yet, and I think that's what you're saying.
Well, yes, but I have to say, in a funny way, he was there from the beginning. I mean, he was talking to the people, kind of off the top of his head, but it was also his instincts, I think, were not bad. For example, when he talks about Muslims not coming into the country, remember, he called for a temporary ban on Muslims coming into the country until we could figure out the situation. What he was talking about was the refugees streaming out of Syria. He wasn't really talking about all Muslims, and had he said Syrians instead of Muslims, he would have been on pretty solid ground. And in fact, most people have come around to thinking it was not such a bad idea,
exactly,
particularly after we see what's going on in Europe. Mm-hmm. So, in fact, he has been willing to take on ideas like that and come up with ideas like that, which are clearly anathema on the left and considered politically incorrect. And people love that. They are so tired of tiptoeing around various issues and being unwilling to confront reality, because this White House never confronts reality. And everybody's concerned that that's actually a dangerous place to be.
Well, and to his point, when he talked about let's bet these people, I mean, what they're finding out in real life experience is most of the people coming across are able-bodied young men. It's not it's not women. It's not young children. It's these
that's
could
right.
very possibly be military insurgents, you know, from Syria that were able to, you know, get
going
in.
On now at Guitar Center, it's Guitarathon. Your chance to save up to 30% on over 250,000 guitars, basses, amps, and accessories from major brands. Start your song with an Epiphone electric or acoustic guitar. Your choice, just $99. Strike a chord with a D'Addario 3-pack of strings for $9. Or plug it and play with instrument or mic cables. Buy one, get one free. Music can take you a lot of places. Make sure you start at the center this weekend at Guitar Center's Guitarathon, in-store and online.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Get the gift of opportunity. Donate to The Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profit. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com.
From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live. MartinezLive.com.
Hey, online, your smartphone, any way you can get a hold of us in over 270 markets across this country and even shortwave as well. Bill Martinez coming to you live every day, Monday through Friday from 9 to 12 noon Eastern. Well, as the Obama administration prepares to sign the U.S. onto the U.N.'s Paris Agreement on climate change, on Earth Day today, the voices including U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch, various state attorneys generals, and former Vice President Al Gore discussing possible RICO investigations of climate skeptics. CFAX groundbreaking documentary Climate Hustle is being readied for a one-night event presented by Fathom Events and Spectacast in nearly 400 theaters nationwide on May the 2nd. At 7 p.m. your local time, and we're going to be there in numbers, and we're looking forward to that. The event itself is being hosted by well-known investigative journalist Mark Morano, produced in the one-of-a-kind entertaining and informative style that has made CFACT and Murano's award-winning ClimateDepot.com one of the world's most sought-after sources for reliable, hard-to-find facts about climate issues. And with us right now is the host and producer himself, Mark Murano. Mark, always good to have you with us. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on. Well, we can still actually have free speech without being investigated under RICO and thrown in jail for dissenting on global warming.
Yeah, so far so good, huh? But you know, this is Earth Day around the world, and you get the these hustlers that are trying to drop us in the back, and they want to use, like you say, either RICO or whatever they can do, the strong arm of the law, to put pressure. They're going to get you to believe one way or another here, in spite of the truth, right?
Yeah, what's happening here is the United Nations Climate Panel was formed in 1988. By 1992, Al Gore was going around saying no scientists disagreed, and any scientists that disagreed were getting their funding removed.
Right.
There were scientists affiliated with the Department of Energy, U.S. federal scientists, who dissented publicly and had their funds cut off. And now, that's not enough to essentially take away their money. The last 5 years or so, there's been calls, Senator Whitehouse of Rhode Island, for RICO statute investigations against global warming skeptics. There have been calls signed by UN lead authors of their climate report to investigate other scientists, energy CEOs under the racketeering charge. In the film Climate Hustle, which, as you mentioned, May 2nd, one day only, at your local theater, is Robert F. Kennedy Jr. saying that global warming skeptics belong at The Hague with three square meals in a cot with all the other war criminals. I mean, war criminals. And we actually have people saying Holocaust denier, climate denier. There's no difference between the two. This is an organized, concerted campaign that now has actual legal teeth. They're coming after anyone who's skeptical, particularly if you're loud about it, and particularly if you're a scientist or involved with an energy company producing carbon-based energy like coal, oil, and gas. They want to come after you. They want to investigate you. They want to fine you. They want to penalize you. And they openly talk about throwing you in jail. Even Bill Nye, the science guy, is open to putting skeptics in jail.
Yeah, we could probably get in trouble here, too. But, the mission of this radio show as an independent show is to pursue the truth no matter where it leads, Mark. And this is why we appreciate you coming on the show to help lead us in truth relevant to this situation. Because you have the president himself telling everybody, looking into the camera, that it is a fact. Well, that's not a scientific term, but for him, it's a fact. And global warming, climate change is existing. And, of course, part of that is somewhat true, but the rest of it gets a bit slippery, especially when he goes off the reservation into areas that are beyond his expertise. And also when they try to say that 97% of scientists agree. Well, that's already been debunked. And first of all, whenever you hear 97% of anybody agreeing on anything, it's suspect, because we can't get anybody agree at that level on anything.
Well, in North Korea and the old Soviet Union, they used to have the leaders would be elected with about 97-98% of the vote. They were very popular.
Yeah, so that should tell you what that's coming into alignment with in that kind of situation. Well, tell us, if you would, Mark, about the event itself, what actually is going to happen, because you've got quite a stellar cast of people that are experts, and they understand what this situation is all about, that you're going to be that are part of Climate Hustle.
Yeah, on May 2nd, by the way, we do a whole segment alone just on the 97%, and people will be just shocked to find that one of the studies that make up the 97% is actually not even based on thousands, hundreds, or even 97 scientists. It's 77 anonymous scientists, which we don't know their names, who answered a survey to form the mythical 97%. But we feature Nobel Prize-winning scientists. We feature former United Nations scientists who've turned against the organization, and even a current UN scientist. And we feature politically left scientists who voted for Al Gore, think he's a smart man, but were appalled when they saw his film. We feature scientists who endorsed President Obama but are now global warming skeptics. We feature French socialist scientists who used to believe in man-made global warming, re-examine the evidence, and are now strongly skeptical. What's going to be a shock to the audience is they've been drummed by the media that all global warming skeptics are right-wing Christian conservatives, libertarians, and that there's no, that this is just an ideology and they're blind to science. We present in this film politically left person after politically left scientist just explaining how global warming has hijacked the environmental movement. Global warming is not only is it not a threat, but they've reexamined the evidence and they're now firmly skeptical. So I think it's going to surprise a lot of people.
Well, and the other thing, too, is to realize, just as you pointed out, and people need to realize how diabolical and pernicious this is, the fact that the government is going to make you believe something that, is untrue.
Yeah, this is being forced down our throats. Mm-hmm. And the ideology today, as you mentioned earlier, Bill, President Obama is signing this onto this U.N. Climate Paris Treaty. The head of the U.N., a lady named Christina Stigadines, actually has come out and said, we need a centralized transformation that will make life on this planet very different for everyone. Do Americans realize that President Obama is signing a document that the UN says is going to essentially transform our lives and make life very different for everyone on the planet? I don't think Americans are ready to sign on to that. We have the EU climate commissioner saying that even if we're wrong on the science, we're doing right by policy. They don't care about the science. They're using a climate scare the way they used overpopulation, Amazon rainforest, deforestation scares, all to get the public excited. And then the solution, whether the eco scare was in the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, is always the same solution: more central planning, more appointing international bodies and bureaucrats in charge, and more decisions down to the light bulbs in our home, to our dishwashers, regulations on our washing machines, sucking them out of power, reducing our SUVs. The SUV, people don't realize this, is statutorily essentially going to be going extinct. Next few years, the weight requirements on these, they're talking about going to all aluminum panels. You're going to lose the body on frame on many of them. They're going to be less safe, less
exactly.
American SUV. And it's all to fight global warming. At one point, we had global warming stickers on new cars. So it's affecting every aspect of our lives already, but they're going to be cranking it up. We have EPA regs. Now we have UN regs. And we have a huge election coming. And if Hillary Clinton's elected, this all becomes, I want to say, almost permanent. It's going to be very hard to reverse all this 4 or 8 years from now.
Yeah, without a doubt. Mark, can you imagine being a scientist and having some pride in your science and your profession and watching your industry, your profession being hijacked like this? I mean, right, wrong, or indifferent. I mean, scientists are out to pursue the truth and make sure that what we believe in is fact. I mean, at the very heart. And to have it hijacked like this and short-circuited has got to be like chalk hitting the chalkboard in the wrong direction for them.
Yes, it is. In fact, but it's not all gloom. We have a lot of fun. In this film, Climate Hustle, May 2nd, we actually go through the tipping points, make fun of it. We go through all the global warming causes, prostitution, rape, airline turbulence. So there's a lot of laughs.
Well, we are a funny people, aren't we? Sometimes when we try to force a round peg in a square hole. Mark Morano has been our guest. Of course, remind everybody again on May the 2nd where they need to be at 7 o'clock at night local time.
You go to your local theater, check Climate Hustle, HUSTLE.com, and you can buy your tickets online, find the nearest theater to you. It should be over 400 theaters nationwide on May 2nd, one night only.
Mark, definitely looking forward to it. Thanks for being on Bill Martinez Live. Have yourself a good Earth Day, Mark, okay?
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it.
All righty.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This report is brought to you by Mayflower. Millennials are being lured by major cities, but what will attract them to your city? The 2016 Mayflower Mover Insights Study discovered where and why millennials are moving. With 1 in 5 millennials moving in the past year, these insights may be the difference between your city seeing the headlights or taillights of a Mayflower moving truck. Of millennials who have moved, nearly half identified love as a reason for moving. Millennials identified experiences as important for relocating, with food and restaurants as a top priority. Millennials continue to be enamored by urban centers, with nearly 6 in 10 wanting to live in or near a big city. Melissa Sullivan, Director of Marketing, Mayflower.
Our Mayflower agents across the country are moving millennials as they begin new chapters of their lives, and many agents report new careers, relationships, and experiences as drivers of this generation's moves. Findings from our study help us analyze where our customers move and why they are moving.
For moving tips, visit Mayflower.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profit. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com.
From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Have you ever wondered why the medical system prescribes ingredients used in killing small rodents to thin blood? You know, I look at some people on this stuff, and they're more bruised than a boxer in the 12th round of a 10-round fight, you know what I mean? Careful with green vegetables. They must know best. Side effects include bleeding from the gums after you brush your teeth, swelling or pain at an injection site, diarrhea, vomiting, or inability to eat for more than 24 hours, fever, severe bleeding, including heavier than normal menstrual bleeding, red or brown urine, black or bloody stools, severe headache or stomach pain, joint pain, discomfort, or swelling, especially after an injury, vomiting of blood or material that looks like coffee grounds, bruising that develops without an injury, you remember? Well, dizziness or weakness on top of that, and even death or skin tissue or necrosis. Well, here at Bill Martinez Live, we support the structure function of blood with EFA. Plus, find us at BillMartinezLive.com Longevity or call 855-305-8326.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live. Bill Martinez, live.
I'll tell you, absolutely amazing, huh? This is Bill Martinez coming at you live. It's time to bring on Lauren Kitchen-Stewart with us. Lauren, I'll tell you, if we wanted to do a collage of all his breath and body of work, we could be here for days just listening to this music.
And we know every word to every song, and all of a sudden I have hair that's 10 feet tall and blue eyeliner from here to the Chattahoochee River. You know, driving around
yes.
college with my cassette tape listening over and over. I was up till about 1 in the morning because I just couldn't peel myself away from the television, just, you know, reliving all that he's done. And, you know, people sometimes, they'll overlook the fact that he was such a phenomenal artist. I mean, guitar player. Y'all remember Nikki Leonti, the Christian singer from back in the day?
Right.
She was performing in L.A. a couple months ago, at the W. She's just a gifted artist herself. And all of a sudden, out of the blue, Prince just shows up. I mean, they didn't know he was coming. He was very humble. He just shows up and just kicks it, brings down the house, and then just left.
Yeah.
You know, he just kind of came in and blessed people and then left. And I think people are having a hard time with the fact that TMZ released so soon, you know, what was going on with him, because they haven't done the autopsy. That's today. Toxicology reports won't be back for a week. And I think that there's a lot of speculation going on because he had last week had a problem. But, you know, I think people just want to go, hey, can we just remember him now? You know, for all the great things he did. And everybody that I knew that knew him said he was really kind, caring, loving. I believe he was pretty devoted to Jehovah's Witness. You know,
exactly. And he was a vegan as well. And Scott Burdick, you know, at Mission Control there is there in Minnesota. And, you know, the studios are just about 20 minutes away. And Scott, you can chime in on this. I mean, you had some personal, you know, contact with Prince himself.
Oh, wow.
I mean, you were fortunate enough. And so he's got some stories. And just in terms, you know, to your point, about number one, his humility, his contribution to the community. I mean, he was very active in what he did. I mean, with all the money and the success, he could live anywhere. But he was a hometown boy and he stayed there and lived and contributed to the community there.
And to be, he was absolutely loved by Minnesota. There's not a single person in Minnesota that says a bad thing about him. And it's like you guys said, everything that he never left the state, and everything he did, he always gave back to the state. As I said, obviously there's a lot of stories out there where when he's dealing with other, you know, stars, how, you know, don't make eye contact, you know, you got to sign a contract, don't make eye contact, don't touch him, things like that. But he wasn't that way with fans. You went to Timberwolves games, and you saw him at Timberwolves games. If you went to, you know, the Lynx games, you saw him at the Lynx games. He loved basketball. And you...
All us short guys love basketball. You know, I want you to know that. Scott, I think I told you, if I'd have been anywhere close to 6 foot, I'd have died trying to get into the NBA. I played basketball in school and had some success with it. But all us short guys, we love basketball. You know,
at least you eat meat. Prince eats just a little meat.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, here he is, you know, he's 5'2", incredibly gifted, and Scott and I were talking about this. He did not read a lick of music.
The hide off any instrument.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, unbelievable. In fact, I posted last night, Lauren, I don't know if you saw it, that tribute, the George Harrison tribute, Why My Guitar. I said inadvertently, when Scott and I were talking about it earlier, well, my guitar gently sleeps, but it weeps. But I said, in this case, maybe sleeps is appropriate as a result of, this news, this unfortunate news that we got about Prince. But that scene, watching him shred the guitar, oh, my goodness, unbelievable. And you can go to Bill Martinez Live on Facebook and check it out. If you had not seen it, I mean, the first time I saw it, I'm going, no way. I mean,
got lost in the whole Purple Rain because it was extreme. And so I think he tended to get labeled as, you know, he's a little freaky, because that was very avant-garde for the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was something we'd never seen. But I had heard him interviewed, and he was talking about, man, when I was young, you know, he was like early 20s. We forget how young he was at that point in time. And he's like, you know, I was just young. You know, he kind of just talked about it, because I think he looked back and was like, oh, brother. Even though it was so successful, I don't know that portrayed who he was.
Mm-hmm. But it was all part of the development of this Minneapolis sound that he, I mean, you're talking a singular person that creates a sound like this. But again, this in spite of his debilitation. I mean, he had epilepsy, and he told his mom, he woke up one day and said, an angel came to me and said, I'm healed. Because his parents had to be, you know, they were freaking out going, hey, what the heck's going on with this kid?
And he wrote, I would die for you for that situation, I believe.
Yeah, and then here he is. I mean, at the age of 7, he's writing music, going to his dad's piano, and scoring me at the age of 7. I mean, he was definitely beyond genius, all the awards and accolades. What was it, 39 albums that he, something like that, 39 albums?
Well, I, just,
studio
I,
albums.
I, just really encourage all of you to go look up songs he wrote for other artists.
Exactly. That was the other thing, too.
Yeah. I was like, he wrote that? He wrote that? Like, I didn't even realize until I was watching the news coverage. And I'm like, I mean, some of my favorite songs that weren't even his, he wrote.
Yeah. I know, amazing. And in fact, they tell a real sweet story just how giving he was, you know, in terms of mentoring other artists, the Bengals, mm-hmm. Their Manic Monday. Mm-hmm. He wrote it on a plane. He had the lyrics on a napkin. And he meets them. They weren't even sure that they should, you know, they're kind of, well, you know, should we meet him? Should we go say hi to him? I mean, here they are walking in awe of Prince. And by chance, they get to meet with him and everything. And he says, here, let me give you something. And he gives them this song on a napkin that he wrote on an airplane. And it becomes their number one hit, puts them
number
over the top
hit.
And makes them, yes. makes them stars. I mean, up until then, nobody knew about the Bengals.
Mm-hmm. And I love Sheila E. Remember how talented she was?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Uh-huh. I had her album. I mean, because I just thought that she was just such a great percussionist. And, yeah, it's very much a loss. And I think that's what we're all feeling. And sadly, we don't appreciate people's talent sometimes until they're gone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And it's...
I was like, Bill, are you there? Bill, you there?
I think we just lost him. Let me try and get him quick. Do you have a favorite song by Prince?
You know, it's a toss-up. I was thinking about all the songs as you guys were playing them back, and I think probably Raspberry Beret is my favorite because I just played it over and over again in school. When I was in college, that came out my freshman year, University of Mississippi. And I would just, like, stop and rewind. I was past the 8-track tape stage, but I was in the cassettes by then. But you had to rewind it. And I don't remember where it was on the tape, but I rewound it and rewound it. And I was home visiting my parents. And my dad was like, do I have to listen to that song anymore? I don't want to listen to Raspberry, whatever it is. That was probably my favorite. We all have our favorite song, for sure, by Prince. And I think it's important for us to remember to pray for his family and all his loved ones and, you know, just to sit back and appreciate the gifting that he had. I saw a friend on Facebook and she's like, what is all the big deal about Prince? And people just were like, wah! Because he was so gifted and so talented. And Scott, when an artist is kind, there's a lot to be said for that. When they never forget where they came from. And they want to sign autographs and visit with people. And I was watching some footage of him with the Muppets. And it was so cute. I'm like, Prince did the Muppet Show? You know, but just really down to earth and friendly and kind. Because a lot of artists get to the point, they don't want to have anything to do with the public. And I'm like, then why did you become an artist? That's part of it. You know, you're a servant of the people. And that he never forgot that. Did you ever get to meet him?
I actually did get to meet him a couple times. He was always very, very nice. So I think everybody in Minnesota has a story where they got to meet Prince.
Well, you know, so, to be honest with you, I didn't even realize he was from Minnesota until all this happened. And so it's like, wow, goodness gracious. You know, and I heard people interviewed that were from his high school, elementary school, just saying great things about him. So that's neat that you got to meet him. I mean, I wish I would have.
Well, Lauren, hey, I'm back connected with you. I don't know what happened. Maybe somebody stepped on my cord, put it in a knot or something, so I'm sorry for the interruption here.
We thought you had taken off early for the weekend.
You thought it was already...
Well, forget all the other things we were going to talk about. We'll have to wait till next week.
Yeah, without a doubt, there was a lot more to discuss. I want to hear about you getting the senior discount too. But
don't nobody be asking me about my senior discount anytime soon, or I will whack you upside the head. No senior discounts for me.
Exactly. Say goodnight, Lucy. Thank you so much for being with us.
Hey, bye, everybody.
Lucy,
have a good weekend.
Yes, there it is. Okay, Lauren Kitchens. It's Life with Lauren. Like I told you, you can only expect the unexpected. This is Bill Martinez live.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.